Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Been a crazy busy morning on the phones, talking Fisherman's Processing, talking FP Gourmet, and man, Corey, this show's got me hungry, buddy.
I'm telling you, man. I'm talking about everything from poke to the Baja mix to the cheeses. I mean, the smoked cheeses sound incredible.
This has been fun. We were joking about it during the break. It's crazy that an hour into Let's Talk Hookup and, you know, Sean is, you know, I've always held in the regard as the authority on cutting fish. You know, all the things about it, you know, you're the man. Like, anytime I have questions, Sean's the guy that I always go to. It's been crazy, you know, that an hour into the show, everything has been, I want to know about this spice and this rub. And it shows what a great job you guys are doing at FP Gourmet, man. This is really cool.
Really,
you know, it's got to feel good.
Broadening our base. Yeah. I love it.
It makes me happy.
You should. Well, and you guys put a tremendous amount of work into it, too. And I know that. I mean, I see Kristen at the dock at 5 o'clock in the morning getting social media video before you go to work, you know, working your real job. You know, I mean, it's just, it's really cool, and you guys deserve all the accolades that are coming because I know you worked hard for it. And like you say, you can do things easier, but you don't. You know, you smoke all your own things, and you put all your own greens, and that's why you're getting that killer success.
Yeah, we want to separate ourselves from everybody else.
Heck yeah. Well, it's been a great morning already, Corey. Lots of fun, but still another full hour of good to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. And you want to give us a shout and a clue? There is one open line. You can give us a shout. Out at 833-288-0973. We're giving away two different three packs of rubs where you can actually go on FP Gourmet and choose your individual three packs. We've talked about some killer ones today. And along with that, an Anza knife. So somebody's going to win an Anza knife and a three pack, and the other guy's going to win, or gal's going to win a three pack rubs.
Great opportunity, lots of fun. If you want to get in on that, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. With that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for the catch report, Corey.
And Rick, the report is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company with products for serious sport fishermen. The Sato Crimp system is the best way to make your own spectra to fluorocarbon or mono top shots. Easy, cost-effective. Time and big fish proven. And, Rick, some commercially made top shots can cost as much as $40 or more. Get the Sato Crimp and Winder Company at serious tackle shops like Fisherman's Landing or at the Longfin and Orange.
Yeah, good call, man. Well, let's start off our catch report with our fishdope.com reporter and the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Corey, Kristen, Sean.
Great morning,
show, man. Love listening about all that good deed stuff there.
We're having a good time, awesome. Buddy.
Yes, I can tell. But, you know, our windstorm that we had forecast for last week, it did happen. Fortunately, it wasn't quite as strong as forecast, so the water dropped a degree or two, but not too bad for this time of year. Still holding in the high 50s and even 60 in some places, so that bodes well. Unfortunately, we got a little more weather coming with another round of wind and rain here tomorrow, so. Is what it is. It's wintertime. As far as reports go, man, very little. It's been so quiet here this past week. Our best bite in the Long Beach, Huntington Beach areas, that bass fishing on the local spots, both sand bass and calico bass are biting okay. Local wrecks and rocks are definitely holding some fish. There seems to be plenty of fish on the spots for sure. Chunk of squid on the leadhead, fishing them low and slow is the way to go there. And there's a lot of sculpin mixed in with it. You guys get any kind of rockfish, sheephead, whitefish, make sure you let that stuff go. It's all closed until March 1st there. And we're also starting to get a little bit of info about the local halibut fishing. You know, it's really been kind of off its pace the last couple of years, you know, in terms of the whole season. But like last year, what is being caught out there deep, 120 to 150 and even maybe a little more. But the key is to find the bait concentrations and my favorite rig for fishing a halibut this time of year is a dropper loop set up with a heavy weight, at least 8, maybe as much as 12 ounces to get your bait down. And the bait, without a doubt, is a live mackerel. That little 6, 7, 8 inch mackerel is a perfect bait for that better grade fish. Haven't heard of anything of consequence from the islands this week. No exotic reports at all in terms of yellows or sea bass. If I had to guess, there's probably some decent fishing to be had. I just haven't touched bases with anybody that's been taking care of it there. So we'll just have to see what goes on there. There's been dabs of squid here and there. It's definitely around. Same thing on the deep drop swordfish scene. No reports this week, but I'll tell you what, guys, a lot of effort being directed at getting that gear ready for the upcoming season. So many guys that well this year, and a whole bunch of people learned about, you know, all the tackle and techniques that are necessary. It's a specific fishery to be able to take advantage of it. And a lot of guys are getting ready. This is going to be a fantastic year when those fish move back in. So that's this week's report. Looks like tomorrow's going to be a great day to watch football, except we got no football. And hopefully we got a little more for you next week.
Good call, Mark. Well, hopefully we get through this weather and we get some nice stable conditions and some good biting fish. And in the meantime, if you want to keep up what's going on with the fishing and, just importantly, the weather, I know Danny from Fish Dope Bully does a great job putting weather out there and also does a good job of reminding us when there's a weather event coming, you know, so when we're planning our trip. Always good information on Fish Dope. If you want to save $20 off of a new membership to fishdope.com, you can use the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, saves you on a brand new membership. And if we want to get in touch with you, everything that's going on in Pacific Edge, get your order in now for your bait tank so that you have it and it's built by the time summertime gets here. Mark, how do we find you?
Oh, thanks, Ricky. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. And the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, yeah, you're right, buddy. We are insanely busy with the tanks. It's just like, oh, my God. So
the best,
if you're thinking about something for the season, you better check it now.
The best in the business takes some time to get here. And I'll tell you, just put your order in because you don't want to have a second-rate bait tank because you're going to have a Pacific Edge tank for the life of your boat. So don't skimp and just make it happen now, man. It's a good call. Mark, we appreciate it very much. Look forward to hearing another great report from you next week.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that.
All right. All the way from Bolsa Chica and Edger all the way down to Mission Bay at C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos. How's it going? How are things happening?
Good morning.
Hey, Marcos.
Going well. Very similar to what we've been talking about the last few weeks here. We've actually had the new C4 throwing those three-quarter day trips fishing in Mexican waters there, you know, to keep that rockfish fishing going. It's been very, very successful this year. We had a nice interest there. Got the boats running. Nice mix of reds and rockfish on there, and it's been and some of that weather mix in there, pretty consistent. So definitely check that trip out. Those departures are at 7:30, just about every day, as long as we have enough people. If you want to do that, and you still want to do the half day, Chris on the Sea Watch yesterday had some decent sand bass fishing, 21 sand bass. Caught 4 calico bass, released a handful of them for 8 guys, and a few sculpin in there. So nice fishing. Definitely, like, you know, we all know a little slower time of the year, kind of limited on options, but I think that new C4 three-quarter trip has opened up a lot of new fishing that we haven't done last, you know, decade or so in January, February. So check the website, c4thlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there for those half days and those three-quarter days, and I imagine that Ryan on the San Diego is getting ready to run at some point, you know, near future here, so definitely keep an eye there. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. If you haven't spent your Christmas gift card yet, come on down to the tackle shop, visit, get some gear. If you have your gear still out from last season, maybe get it tuned up and get ready for a good season because it's years off to a good start here.
Yeah, and those three-quarter day trips on the new C4, really a cool deal. Get your rockfish fix in there and some vermilions. And Marcus, $105, is that the price of the trip?
$105, that includes your visa and your Mexican permit. As usual, those, if you have your annual Mexican permit, make sure to bring it with you. It'll save some money there. But a passport is required for that, just like all those trips fishing in Mexico now. You need that passport, so don't forget that.
Such a fair price. I mean, really a cool outing, and you leave before traffic and you're home before traffic, and it's a pretty darn easy deal.
And I've had a bunch of buds that have gone, lots of compliments on that trip, Marcos. It's one that you guys haven't really done a lot of before, and the guys are seeing fantastic fishing. And, you know, obviously it's fishing and every trip is different, but more commonly everybody walking off that boat with a really nice bag of fillets to bring home. There's great fishing that you guys have seen.
You know, and we definitely took the dive on it this year. The path has been tough. That visa cost, honestly, it makes up a huge chunk of that. You know, that travel visa there, the trip itself is only like $60, and then you got, you know, all the unfortunate paperwork on top of there. But like you said, it's a great deal. it's been successful. I'm guessing we're going to, you know, keep running that as long as there's interest there. You know, even maybe once March hits there, well, if the people still want to do it, we'll give that option. Because up until now, a half day, you know, extended three-quarter day in New Mexico has been tough, but it's working. So
yeah,
definitely check
great.
That out.
Well, great call. Good job from the boys in the new C4th. They're making it happen, Marcos. And a great job for you compiling a perfect report, as you always do for us. And we'll look forward to talking to you again next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that very much.
All right. And the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Not only offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerked fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheeses, and their famous tuna burgers
right.
at their convenient Liberty Station location. Order online at fishmansprocessing.com. And not to be overshadowed, all those awesome tuna burgers, man.
Yeah, I show love to the burger, man.
Right?
I love it.
I like the idea. You're talking about the smoked cheeses and, like, the smoked Parmesan and, like, grating it over the spaghetti and the smoked cheddar. I mean, putting that on your burgers. It's
pepper
really...
Pepper tattoo on a burger is
right? I mean, you're giving me all kinds of ideas.
Tuna burger, green Ortega chilies, and some smoked pepper jack on top of that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Come at me. Come at me.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's what I call good times.
Yeah. I like it, Corey. Well, speaking of good times, the phone lines are absolutely packed full. Every single line we have available is full, wanting to talk to the guys. But if you want to get your shot in the second hour, it's 833-288-0973. Corey, let's jump into the phone.
Let's talk to Randy. Randy calling from Costa Mesa. We appreciate you being patient this morning.
What's up, Randy?
Hey, good morning, guys. What a fun show it is.
Yeah, we're having good times.
Nice to hear. A lot of fun. I really like to eat the tuna bellies, and I'm wondering what you guys think is the best way to prepare them.
Raw.
Right?
Over a ball of rice.
Yeah.
That's my favorite way. So.
A lot of people smoke them, though, and they come out really good smoke.
Way.
Because of their oil content, they don't dry out. So they're really easy to smoke on a home smoker. You can cook them, you know, a little bit longer because the oil will help them. It won't dry out. So smoking is probably my second option to eating it, like sashimi or nigiri style.
I'm just like you. That's exactly what I do. I do sashimi. We love it raw. And when we're tired of that, then I throw it on with mesquite. I use mesquite, but I do it with just half the amount of coals, and I do it for three times as long, at a really low heat. For like up to 3 hours, and just slow cook it and smoke it. That fat drips off into the coal, and just, I mean, you can already imagine,
it's
right?
No, it's amazing.
It's amazing at 8:20 in the morning.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You got me going.
You guys get a big credit from me. I never used to utilize the bellies before, just because it's just different. It's not as easy as a perfect top loin is. And the way that Raymond cuts them and prepares them, like, it took the work out of it, or just the unknowing of how to remove that, you know, that membrane. And, you know, when you get your fish from Fisherman's Processing, if you choose to have the bellies done, like, you're getting a vacuum-packed, again, ready-to-go piece.
Yeah, if you have a tuna and we process it for you, automatically, without you even asking, you're going to get your bellies back.
No questions asked.
You don't need to request that.
You don't have to request it. You're going to get your bellies.
Okay.
You're
going to
find that we take the inner membrane off, like Rick said, but we leave the skin on.
Right.
And the skin on is to keep the meat together, because it's so tender, it'll just start falling apart if we take that skin off. So you'll be able to identify your bellies, because it'll be the thin pieces with skin on one side, and you'll see the belly meat on the other.
Along with the belly, my other favorite part of a tuna, especially the bluefin, is the collars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Those you do have to request.
You have to request them.
Let us know if you want the collars. Not a problem. You can have as many as you want. We cut them. It's $350 per collar. But we vacuum seal them. We clean them up. Again, table ready is what we do. They're ready to go. You can take them out of the bag and put them right on the grill.
Let me tell you, those, along with yellowtail collars, done on the grill over the mesquite, like I mentioned, like twice as long, you know, just a slow cook.
Oh,
they
yeah.
are flat out
oh, yeah.
amazing.
And then add a little rub on top of that.
Yes.
You smoke it with a little
oh,
bit of rub.
Oh, my.
Whatever your favorite rub is, put a little bit on top of it.
If you've never kept your collars, you will be keeping them after... You try it.
They yes. are good.
The fun thing about them, too, is, like, I like, you know, the one that you turned me on to the best was from white sea bass, like those white sea bass collars. Right. And back in that squid era when we were catching a lot of those big ones, you know, you get the collar off a 40 or 50-pounder, it's this big, you know, over-dinner plate size thing. It takes up, the you know, half the grill. Mm-hmm. And then when it's done, it's just like a you can't be a civilized – it's just a caveman style. You know, you're picking at it, and it's just a –
Most oh, tender.
So good.
There's a lot of meat on them.
There too. Is. There's a ton. And it's just a different thing. And, you know, it's fun, especially at, like, a party or whatever. You know, if you put two or three of those things out and, you know, have a couple of cold ones and you're just, you know, there's no way to do it other than grabbing a pinch of it off and going for it. It's so good.
You're just
going to
dive in.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like your San Diego-style fish foil.
That's exactly, you know what, that's a great point. That's exactly what it is. It's just everybody's around. You know, don't be shy. Get after this thing.
That's it.
That's pretty cool. Hey, Randy, great question, man. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Let's talk to Mark. Mark calling from Santee. Welcome to the show this morning, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Awesome.
Hey, I got a question. Do you guys make a ginger rub? What is your favorite rub?
We don't have a specific ginger rub, but we do have ginger that's in both the sesame and spice and our poke mix.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of ginger in those, and it kind of balances it out. So. One
favorites.
Of my favorite rubs.
Yeah, what's Kristen's favorite? What's Sean? What are you guys' favorites?
One thing we haven't talked about is the Italian, the complete Italian. So that's like you go to the store and you buy your Italian seasonings.
Uh-huh.
But we've got to doctor it up, you know. So we've got our smoked salt, we've got our smoked pepper, and the garlic and the onions. It's all in there. So if you're going to make spaghetti sauce, you know, you open your jar of spaghetti sauce, add a tablespoon of the complete Italian to your spaghetti sauce, and you're ready to go. Make up a garlic bread. And even some of that smoked Parmesan on top, sprinkled on top. We have a recipe for that on our YouTube channel.
My gosh.
So,
it's just
style.
It makes it easy. You know, make some potatoes. Put the complete Italian in there.
I love
eggs. You know, it's just easy.
Is this something you have in the shop all the time, the smoked cheeses?
Have it all. And don't forget, you can make Italian dressing out of that complete Italian also.
I love your idea of buying the jar. You know, if you're a guy, again, you're a guy like me, you're buying the jar of sauce, you know, off the shelf, but then you're doctoring it up and you're making that thing, again, another level above with nothing, with no work, you know.
Cooking could be easy and it could be delicious. So.
That's cool.
And it could be fun. And you're making it fun.
No, it is fun and easy. My
favorite yours,
So I love seared ahi. Okay. Like the sesame seed crusted seared ahi over a bed of lettuce. Come on, bring it any day. I love it. So my favorite is the sesame and spice. It was developed as an ahi searing rub, but it's so versatile. We didn't want to call it an ahi searing rub, but that's what it was originally set out to be. So it's sesame and spice. It's amazing on chicken. I mean, oh, my gosh. It's just such a good versatile. On pork, it's good. Sesame and spice, and then you just take, like, olive oil or sesame oil and rub your piece of fish and then just –
Pretty heavy with it, pretty light with it.
Like a whole coating of sesame seeds.
Okay, so heavy.
The sesame seeds are completely
crusted. Yeah, so like crusted.
Yep. And then just watch the edge when you sear it. High temperature on the skillet, real fast, you know, and just watch it, you know, cook it to whatever temperature you like. I leave it raw in the middle for me, and it's just fantastic.
Oh my God, that's so
I know. I love all these tips.
This is awesome, man. That's a really good one. Does those answer your questions for you, Mark?
Yes, sure do.
All right, buddy. We appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that.
Yeah, let's talk to Brian. Brian calling from Wildomar. Welcome to the show this morning, Brian, and we appreciate you being patient.
No worries, gentlemen. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great.
Good morning.
Sean, I'm the chef of the family, and I was kind of asking about the seaweed wrap used in, like, a sushi roll. Have you ever tried to process that? Is our California kelp the same thing, totally different? The reason why I brought it up is I saw someone taking, like, your store-bought seaweed wraps and crushing it up with a little salt and making, like, a little dashi-type powder.
Never done that. I know there's a lot of varieties of nori, they call it, and you can get it at any of the Asian markets. But I've never tried to make it. I wouldn't even know where to begin on that. It's probably beyond my capability.
You start consulting Jeff Roberto.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Jeff Roberto. He's probably making some right now.
Sushi on a roll, we'll know. Yeah, they'll know for sure.
Exactly.
That's a great question, though. And, you know, one thing, what about, not to take away from your question, but, you know, talking about making the sushi wraps, when you're doing your sushis and your sashimis, are you adding anything to the fish? You know, does any spices, any salts, any seasoning hit your fish, or does that take away from what it's supposed to? You know what I mean?
Like, we have a ghost pepper infused smoked sea salt that is unbelievable good. I put it on sashimi, I put it on nigiri, any kind of fish. It's a smoked and ghost pepper infused salt. So it's got a little kick to it from the ghost pepper, but it really balances out nice because the salt and will cut down the heat of a ghost pepper. So it's not going to boil your head off.
It's not like insane where you're
I love to add it on top of my poke. I put it on top of any sushi, like tuna, yellowtail, octopus. All those are really good. Oysters are amazing with a little bit of that on there.
Really?
Oh, it's so good.
I didn't even know that was something you guys did.
Yeah, we have sriracha infused smoked sea salt and ghost infused smoked sea salt. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no doubt. How does what's the process like for you guys to make something
that? You first have to smoke the salt. So we go through the process of it takes a long time.
Sure.
So we smoke the salt and then we infuse it and we use a ghost pepper hot sauce and infuse it into the salt, which makes it like a liquid, and then we have to re-dry it out and make it salt again.
That is a trip. So
once the process is done, the salt comes out, it's dry, and it has all the flavor of the ghost
pepper. Somebody that might be fearful of, you know, ghost pepper, you know, everybody's seen the shows of a guy eating a ghost pepper, and, you know, it's just like the hottest thing in the world.
Not even close to that.
Okay.
It does have a little kick to it, but it won't make you sweat.
Blow your head off.
It won't even make you sweat.
But like you said, on something like a raw fish or an oyster or something like that, it's a way of adding some heat without overpowering anything. You're just adding a cool element to something that's...
Like edamame. If you order edamame, it's salted already. Ask for no salt and then put the ghost pepper salt on it, and it just gives it a kick.
I carry a package in my purse for when we go to the sushi bar, the oyster bar.
I can only imagine.
Like, I got this. Sprinkle a little bit on. So.
Oh, yeah. The kids get all embarrassed when we pull out our bag. That's
all right.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, making it fun.
That's cool. Brian, sure appreciate the phone call, buddy. Thanks very much.
All right. Let's talk to Dan. Dan, calling from El Cajon. Welcome to the show this morning, Dan.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, good morning. This is a great show. I love it.
Yeah, having fun.
I also like the app. The app's fantastic. I mean, I just hit call your show, and it gets me right in, so I love it.
And it's
question.
And it's a free deal, Dan. What? That's the cool part about it, you know? Like, calling from Boise, Idaho, wherever you're at, you can listen at any point in time, and I do it while I'm working. You know, I listen to the shows, and I can play them at noontime or whatever I want to do. It's really a cool deal. It's a
Yeah, it's great. My question, if there is a right way to do it, what is the proper way to fillet a fish?
Ah, there you go. Good question. You remember back in those days, Sean? Well,
again, I'm going to refer back to our YouTube channel. We do have videos of Raymond filleting large tuna, and he kind of talks his way through it, so you kind of see the idea. But it starts with a sharp knife. There's a lot of technique to it. To go through step by step would be a long process. Like the video would be really, really helpful. But basically, you outline the loins, and then you start just taking the loin off. And you know, yellowtail's a little different than tuna. You flay them a little different. But you just kind of, I guess, you're carving around the bones and pulling out the meat. That's really the gist.
Well, it sounds simple, but a viewing on YouTube would actually...
That's where you really... You need the visual. It's hard to talk through it. It's better to talk through it while you're watching it.
I think, you know, being a personal, you know, home fillet kind of guy, doing some of that stuff on my own, keeping everything clean is probably one of the key ingredients, right? Keeping everything clean. And one of the worst things that you can do, and you could probably touch on this, is having to put water, whether it's salt water, whether it's fresh water. Fresh water is the worst.
Yeah, if you can avoid rinsing your fish off, it's the meat itself, it's better. So, yeah, that's where the clean working surface comes. You get everything clean. You don't have to rinse your fish off. It comes out way better.
You are the direct reason why Costco does so well selling paper towels to my household. You know, like... We burn through those things like nothing, but both in defrosting the fish, in cutting the fish, in cleaning the fish, like paper towel pat dry, you know, paper towel and the knife off, like just keeping things clean. It's one of the things that has always impressed me so much about the Fisherman's Processing facility is whether you're walking in there when there's three long-range boats that came in or after a day of cutting, that place is... If the guys aren't cutting, it's surgically clean. And even while there are 15 guys at the tables cutting fish, there's just it's clean. It's always clean in there. I don't know. I truly don't. I don't know how they're able to do this.
Well, I'll show you my water bill. That's how we do it. They're constantly rinsing down and keeping it clean throughout the process. They don't just clean it at the end of the day. They're cleaning it as the process is happening.
It goes back to the respect that you guys have for the product. You know, there's no contamination of anything. There's no fish slime that stays on a knife before it touches touches anything. Like everything is just sanitary. The whole process.
Well, we've set a high standard, and our customers expect it, and that's what we got to deliver every time.
That's what I always tell people. Like, you know that you're in the right spot when you walk into a place that cuts fish for a living and it doesn't smell like fish. You found the right spot.
Or it smells like fresh fish. It doesn't smell like bad fish.
Exactly. Hey, again, Dan, we very much appreciate the phone call, buddy. Thanks very much.
Yeah, definitely some good stuff. And when we come back and Let's Talk Cook Up, we're going to have some more good stuff when we return, more of your calls and nothing but good times here when we turn on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice Sales Event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with a choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double-structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. We recommend that you purchase your trip insurance within 14 days of your initial trip deposit to get your money refunded if you have to cancel. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, Rick, all this talk about smoked cheeses and rubs, and man, it's got me going.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Right? This is a great show, talking all kinds of fun and talking fishing. And speaking of a guy that does nothing but talk fun and fishing, we got our good buddy Bart Hall is on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
We're doing great. We've had a lot of talk about the show this morning, and Sean and Kristen with their samples. I'm not going to lie, they have become one of my most favorite booths come showtime.
Well, I know. The amount of samples they give out is insane.
It's crazy.
I don't know how they do it. I've been listening all morning, too. You've got me all. I can't wait to go cook some fish this afternoon.
Well, good. We're doing it right then.
Well, what I did is, one of the reasons I called, Sean, is I took a piece, someone gave me a piece of bluefin that you processed, a sashimi cut, the sushi cut, and I defrosted it properly and ate it the other day, and I'll tell you what, it was almost as if it came off the fish fresh. I couldn't believe the quality. Now, I'm pretty good at filleting fish at home. I've got good knives. I like to do it. But the way you guys do it, it's unbelievably good. And if you take proper care of it afterwards, it's just great.
That's the key. That's the thing. The boat takes really good care of it when they bring it on the boat. When we take it off the boat, we take really good care of it. When we hand it to you, if you take really good care of it, the results are just like you just made. It's just an amazing product that seems like it got caught that day.
And honestly, with the I've had it a year later out of the freezer and patted down. And honest, you can't tell it's been frozen for a week.
No, if you defrost it properly, it just comes out of the freezer so perfect.
It does. And Raymond and your facility just have the ability to cut that fish better than I can at home. You know what I mean? It's just it's a level that I can't achieve at home. I can for sure cut a fish. I'm capable of doing so. I know what I'm doing, but I can't produce the level of quality that Raymond and Fisherman's Processing can.
It's the whole team, you know, in that critical time point is getting it off the bone and in a bag and in the refrigerator at a short amount of time. Okay. And that's what my team is capable of doing like no other. They're just amazing.
You can cut your fish at home, but being able to get it done as quick as possible will give you the best product. You spend a lot of money to go out there and fish on the boats. And so this coming to use our shop for your processed fish will get you the best product.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, here's another thing for me. I'm kind of a fanatic about poke. So I have a dozen or so poke recipes that I've developed or gotten from some other people. And yet I've used your packaged stuff, and I thought, well, I won't like this because I like to make everything from scratch. I got to tell you, it's fantastic. It's really, really a good product.
Yep.
Really a good product.
Good time saver if you want a quick poke fix.
No doubt.
Well, I'll tell you.
Poke mix be one of the things available at Fred Hall?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely.
You know, we even make it easier coming up. We're actually working with a bottler right now that we're going to bottle the poke sauce. So if you don't want to run around to get your soy sauce, your sesame oil, and your rice wine vinegar, you could just get this bottle of the poke sauce, shake it up, and pour it on your poke with our mix and make it that much easier. So.
They're one-upping you, Bart.
I like the sounds of that, Chris.
What
you offer now is exactly that. It's a killer. It's all the dry seasonings all combined, where all you need to do is cube your fish, sprinkle it, and add your wet ingredients. But you're going to, next leveling up, you're gonna take that out.
We're going to complete the process. The poke mix kit will be complete, hopefully, by Fred Hall.
That was going to be my question. Yeah, do you think it'll be available
for
the show?
We're giving it a big effort, a big push.
All right, cool. Bart, you ready?
Okay, no.
right?
Look, I'm taking a break here this morning because yesterday I put in a very, very long day. And I just want to sit here and listen. But I've got to go back, and, you know, I've got a press deadline with Western Outdoor News on Monday morning, and I'm only half done. So it's going to be a long night, long day tomorrow. Yeah. But, Corey, one thing, I'm going to disagree with you on those collars, man. I take those collars. I make my own special teriyaki sauce. I marinate them for a little while. Then I throw them on really high because they're so juicy. You just get a little sear on it, but then eat the collars like that. That's
man,
the way I like.
That does sound good. And if there's ever an invite, I'll be right there.
Yeah, I was just
going
to say, I'm willing to throw myself out there to try both preparations of you guys. You know, we'll put an end to this. You know,
we'll have a cook-off.
I love it.
But it's truly, I think, Bart, getting down to the brass of it all is that a lot of people don't utilize the collars and the bellies and everything that comes with the process, and honestly, the collars are one of my favorites, period.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt.
Collars and bellies for me, man. You could keep, you know, I mean, everything's great, but those are the sweetest, the best.
Oh. You got me fired up, Bart. We're excited. Right. We can't wait. Big show coming up. Give us the info for those that aren't aware. What are the dates that we get to come try some of these Fred Hall samples and hopefully buy the new Poke kit?
Well, the world's largest sport fishing show begins March 4th. And ends March 8th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Followed in a few weeks by San Diego, a 44-year-old San Diego show, March 26th to the 29th. These shows are going to be, you know, I say this every year, they're getting bigger and better, but they are. And I'm very excited to see this layout. You know, I've been looking at it on a flat piece of paper for a long time now. When it comes up and gets to be 3D, I believe this will be the most spectacular looking show we've ever had. huge marine electronics section, which we've never had before. Just a lot of stuff going on. Great seminars. And Kristen, I want to talk to you a little bit later. Maybe we could talk on the phone afterwards. I want to ask you something.
All right.
All right. How about that? And Bart, you know, to put on Long Beach, and like you said, the nation's I believe it's the nation's largest consumer fishing show, right? I mean, like
it's the world.
Right. How about that? Man, that's incredible. Right here in our backyard in Long Beach.
Yeah, we take it for granted. You know, we shouldn't, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yep.
It's a beautiful experience, and you know, and also it's the fishing community that we have to promote and preserve and protect, and we all of us are involved in that, and that's a beautiful thing. So.
Yep, no doubt, Bart. Well said. Well, we can't wait, buddy. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot for the call, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Nice show, guys. Really fun.
Awesome, thanks, Bart. We're having fun. Phones are absolutely packed solid still. Corey, let's jump into them.
Let's talk to Tim. Tim calling from San Diego. And again, appreciate you being patient, Tim, and welcome.
What's up, Tim? Oh, no problem. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. I've been down to your place a bunch of times, and those guys who do your fish for you, it's a show in itself. They're fish. Those guys are like fish artists, you know, down there. Really awesome. It's a miracle they have all their fingers, is what I'm talking about. But get to my questions real quick. Just a couple of them, and I'll let you go. When I go down and I buy your fish from you, like some of the, like, say salmon, for example, it's got like a glaze and it's golden and like a little darker, like more of a syrupy color. And then your yellowfin is like a lighter color. I know it's cooked and everything. I'm just wondering why. That's one question. And then the other one was, when you do open your packets, do you wash that down then, you know, when you open it up, or do you just pat it down and can go right into the, remember how you said don't put any water or anything on it, but it, like as soon as you open it before you cook it, should you wash it off? Is that a big deal? A
couple of great questions.
The first question, are you referring to our smoked fish?
Yeah, I'm referring to the smoked fish, yeah, it's in different colors, you know, when you buy it. No, the other one's all pink and everything.
Yeah, we use hickory wood to smoke all of our smoked fish, and depending on the oil content of the fish can really change the color. Relative humidity can have a play on it. There's a lot of little factors that each run could come out a little different. They don't all come out the same. You will, you know, if there's a little bit of moisture on the fish, it'll come out a little lighter. That can also be the case with if there's a lot of high oil content. The drier, when we get the fish dried just perfectly, it really takes the color on nice. You'll get a darker color on it. It all gets smoked the same amount of time, and it'll all taste the same, but the color might be just a little off on each run. Mm-hmm. We try to be consistent in getting the right color, but they can all be a little bit different.
The product's the same.
Depending on the fish, you know, yellowtail comes out a little more golden, tuna comes out a little more brown, salmon comes out a little, like you said, it has that golden color on it also.
And it's done in small batches. I mean, that's beautiful part of the whole thing.
These are 300-pound batches.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
These are big loads.
Very minimal.
And then your second question was, what was it regarding?
What was it again? One was the fish, and the other one was...
whether you wash it with fresh water.
You shouldn't have to. If we did our job well, there shouldn't be anything on there to wash off. I mean, it's just the meat. So yeah, if you want to pat it down just to make sure it's clean, if there's a scale on it or something, just pick the scale off. Don't wash the whole
thing. Come on, I've never seen a scale.
We try not to, but you know, occasionally you might get one scale on a fillet and, just pick it off. You don't need to wash the whole fillet down just because there's one scale on it.
That's the worst thing you can do, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's take some paper towel, pat it down, and you know, if you're cooking pork or beef, you're not, you know, rinsing it underneath the faucet before you
it's
put
funny.
It on the grill.
I will admit it's a bad habit that I have. I do it all the time. I mean, I know. Trust me, like just like you're saying, I know it's just one of those things that like it's
you're used to
clean this thing up, you know. But that was the best example you could have given. Like I would never, you know, wash my steak off before you. And it's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
But you know, like I do all the time. I'll hit it with a rinse and I'll try and pat it dry. But you're right. I mean, there's no need to do it. It's just one of those things that.
Yeah, and if you're defrosting the fish before you cook it, it should already be wrapped in paper towels already.
That's what you're right on, is proper defrosting would keep you from having to do that.
Video on YouTube will show you how.
And I've been guilty more than one time of, you know, at 2 o'clock when you come home and like, oh, I need to make dinner tonight. I'm going to, you know, if you're trying to grill up a piece of, you know, a a piece of Wahoo, you know, the same night that you're pulling it out, then, you know, the proper defrosting method doesn't get deployed, and then you're, now you've got, you know, you've got some of the juice to deal with, you know, that kind of stuff.
If you do find yourself in that position where you just didn't plan ahead and you got to do something, at least get it out of the plastic bag that I put it in. Get it out of the vacuum seal bag, wrap it in paper towel, put it back in a Ziploc bag rather than a vacuum seal bag. And then you can put it in the refrigerator if you have a little bit of time, or if you're going to do the water method or whatever. But get it out of the plastic bag, out of the vacuum seal bag, wrapped in paper towel, put it in a Ziploc bag, and put it in your water or whatever you're going to do. But you got to keep it above, you want to keep it under 40 degrees, otherwise bacteria starts to grow.
Your vacuum pack bag is the vessel that gets it from fisherman's processing to your freezer. And the second it comes out of the freezer, it should probably be out of that vacuum pack bag.
Well said.
You know, exactly. Like it's just for transport. You know, as soon as it's time to utilize that, get it out of that bag, get it opened up, get the paper towel on it, and get it to start wicking all the stuff off.
Exactly.
That's cool. Hey, Tim, great questions again, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Let's talk to Mike. Mike calling from San Carlos. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. This is Mike from San Carlos, your expert novice.
Yeah.
I also have a second name. It's Pokey Mike, because every Saturday in the jacuzzi at the gym, I serve up Pokey to my friends. I've been doing that for years.
Nice.
And you look like a professional when you're using the FP Gourmet Pokey Mix, right?
I want to get some. My question is, I have this big bluefin collar, and I'm not a barbecuer because I've had so many disasters. So what could I do with this big collar, and what spices could I get from processing there?
That's a great question.
Yeah, no doubt.
If you're not a griller, I mean, I love them on the grill. Like I'm telling you, with mesquite and slow cook, but probably in the oven, huh?
You can cook them in a hot oven, you know, turn that oven up between 400 to 500 degrees, you know, and, you know, put a little olive oil, rub that in, and then, you know, pick your rub, you know. I'd like the sesame and spice, you know, on anything tuna. So sprinkle it on there if you want the all-purpose is good pretty much with anything, so.
If you try that, Mike, I'm telling you, you will never let another collar slip through your hands. I promise you.
Yeah, chili limes come into mind.
Ooh.
Really good on that.
My father-in-law calls chili lime his all-purpose. He uses that on everything.
I think I need to get on the sesame spice, because both of you have mentioned it multiple times when it comes up to your favorite and things like that. And that's the thing. Like, you guys have so many now. Like, I've never even had that one before, because I'm such a big fan of the Cajun and
Sweet
the black.
Cajun.
And like, I do those almost every time. It's my go-to. Like, it's my favorite. But, you know, it's like...
We have 12 rubs now.
That's awesome. That's cool.
Chris has created every one of them. They're amazing. She's got some other ideas coming.
Might have to come down. You're open today?
Oh, yeah. We're open on Saturday and Sunday, noon to 4, on off-season. During the summer months, obviously, we're open morning all the way to 4.
Yeah, here
nice.
Yeah, 5 o'clock in the morning till way later than you want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike, appreciate the phone call very much. Who do we got next, Corey?
Oh, let's talk to Ed. Ed calling from Mira Mesa. Welcome to the show this morning, Ed.
What's up, Ed?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, my question was already answered about, you know, fresh water and the fillet of the fish. But another one has come up here. I know that you guys sell the 5-mil bags and the 3-mil bags for vacuum packing. Can you tell me, what's the difference in length that you can keep a fish in a freezer between, you know, the 5-mil and the 3-mil?
Well, we always say a year's max on either. If you're really gentle with the 3-mil, you'll get a year out of that. If you're, you know, you got kids and they bang through the freezer looking for their pizzas or whatever, then you might want to think about the 5-mil. Certainly 5-mil is my go-to bag. It's the best 10 cents extra you'll ever spend on.
I mean, that's ridiculous. You're spending a dime extra.
On it's such a better bag.
Yes.
It's thick. Obviously, it's thicker, and it just protects the fish. If you're shipping it, it's almost mandatory you should use the 5-mil if you're shipping it, because you know how those shippers handle your box. They're just flinging it around, and your fish is inside banging against each other, and those 3-mil bags sometimes get punctured. And it's
the best 10 cents you'll ever spend.
Oh, it's the best, yeah.
And I keep my fish in a chest freezer, and it just, by the nature of it, you're digging through one to get to another, and stuff tumbles and rolls around, and you're the one that turned me on to that a long time ago. If you're using 3-mil, the next time you're tumbling around digging for something, you'll notice a bag that, like, lost its seal, and it's because of that. It's because that 3-mil bag punctured or tore or whatever.
It's like having a rock in a plastic bag. I mean, you put two rocks together, it's going to pop the bag.
Yeah.
And then I say a year just because that's the standard, but I have people telling me 2 years, 3 years. Do I recommend it? No. They say a year is probably when you should eat it, but I hear it all the time, 2-3 years even.
And especially when you employ the method of defrosting that you guys, you know, perfected and shot that killer video on your YouTube page. Like, that makes such a difference to the end product. It's a different fish.
It's like magic.
Yeah, it's really cool. Even the color that returns to it. You know, if you took a bag and just held it under the sink and showed what that looked like, at the end of 20 minutes, or cut the bag open, did the paper towels, changed the paper towels, one or two times through, and showed it what it looks like after the next day. You would swear those things weren't from the same fish.
You really would.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Ed, did that answer your questions for you?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it very much, buddy. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
All right, let's talk to, how about Michael? Michael from Del Mar. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great. Yeah.
Hey, is Corey there?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Good morning, Michael.
Corey, Michael Seawald. We went to El Salto. Had a blast.
Yeah, wasn't that a fun trip? Did you sign up with Castman for next year's trip, late January?
I'm thinking about it. You were nice enough to film that video of them doing that wonderful birthday celebration for me. All the guys sang, all the fishermen, all the guides came up and sang. It was
wonderful.
That's
rad.
Yeah. They do a really neat deal. You're part of their home, actually, you know?
Yeah, you really felt like it. Do you have that video still, by any chance? You were filming it with your phone?
You don't even want to know. I thought I was had the video going, and little did I know it wasn't.
I've done that so many times. Yeah. I've done that so many times. I pushed a button, and it doesn't work, and I think I'm filming. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well,
you got the memory.
I'll have to go back next year just to figure it out, Michael.
Yeah. It won't be on my birthday the next time, but that's okay. It'll be close to it. I'd rather fish than celebrate my birthday. It was so wonderful.
We'll recreate.
Anyway, and I got two over seven there the first day. I mean, what are you going to do? Well, how can you, that was so good.
Yeah, it's an incredible
I've got some
fish.
I'd like to send them to my mom in South Dakota, and I know dry ice is the way to go. Do they sell dry ice there, or do they know where I can get dry ice to ship fish?
San Diego Ice is a good place to get your dry ice. I know Vaughn's right by our shop, and Liberty Station has dry ice also.
There it is.
When you're shipping most of your fish, do you usually ship with dry ice, or do you I've seen you a lot of times use those like blue ice packs. Like I always thought that you'd rather just get it there before it needs to be.
The airlines actually prefer us to use the blue gel packs. The cargo is in the same area as pets on the plane, so.
That's crazy. Now, definitely good times. We're going to be right back. Hey, Rick, we're going to find out who's won this Anza filet knife and two separate 3-packs from Fisherman's Process, and we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the network.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And everybody on hold was in for this. Yeah. And Dan and El Cajon has won the Anza Filet Knife along with the three-pack. And John and Miramesa won the three-pack. We're going to find out what three packs they want off the site, and we're going to get them shipped to them. But the Anza Filet Knives, you can also run into Fisherman's Processing and check them out, huh, Sean? The
Anza Knives. We have a great display. You can see all four of them. Or if you just want to go to fpgourmet.com, we have a picture and description of each knife. It's really nice. You can buy them right there online at fpgourmet.com.
You guys are killing it, man. This was such a great show. I can't believe how quick those 2 hours went by. I mean, more information. There's so much to cover. Both the fish, the new location, all the spices,
smoked
rubs,
cheeses.
Your YouTube videos. Give us a kind of rundown. How do we find you? How do we stay in touch with all the things? Again, Kristen, the biggest high five on your social media. You guys are killing it. How do we keep in touch?
You could follow us on Instagram at Fishman's Processing. And we also do the FP Gourmet, where we try to put some recipes out to give some ideas. If we ever have anything new going on, we'll do fresh fish things going on in there. And then we're also on Facebook. And then our YouTube channel on YouTube is Fisherman's Processing.
You start typing in some Fisherman Processing on your social media accounts, you're going to find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys do an awesome job, and a huge hats off, and thank you for everything. Thanks for taking such good care of us, and thanks for keeping guys that can be a little on the lame side like me looking good in the kitchen, man.
Making it fun.
Great job, you guys.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
We'll look forward to seeing you at Fred Hall, and lots of great stuff coming up. Great job, and really excited about the new location. We'll certainly do our best to keep everybody up to date when you're up and running on the spot.
With social media, we'll be keeping everybody up to date, you know, progress pictures and stuff like that.
Perfect. And we'll see you at Long Beach, Fred Hall, man. I can't wait.
No doubt.
Right around the corner.
We appreciate you. Listen, another couple of great show coming for you tomorrow. Ali Husseini from BD Outdoors, FishDope.com, and Local Knowledge going to be joining us. Going to be lots of fun tomorrow talking fishing. Big thanks to Adam. Big thanks to Brian for keeping us on the air. Big thanks to Corey. We had a great time. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on Let's Talk Hook.